Blog Talk Radio.
Presents to you Intimate Encounters with your host, Miss Toya, Taj, and Father Time. So dim the lights, sit back, relax, and release your thoughts, and enjoy the show.
Yo, 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 what's up, y'all? Welcome to another edition of Sin City. It's your boy, Cass, chilling as usual. My man, Father Time. Time, what's good, dog?
What's happening, man?
What's the business, man?
A little bit under the weather today, man. Just not, ain't got that oomph with me today.
Well, shit, man, you know why we do. We still gonna kick back, parlay, do what we do. Wick, what's happening, dog?
What's good, family?
Chilling. How everything going with you, brother?
Not bad at all. How about y'all, brother?
Oh, man. Whew. I'm tired of all the drama, man. I'm tired of all this old baby mama drama. I'm tired of all this old dumb shit, man.
Man, I feel your pain.
You know what, man? I think today is the day we just need to vent, man. Whatever problems you got on your mind, whatever getting to you, working your nerves, shit, let's just holler about it.
I'm with it.
All right, well, Wick, you on deck first. What's happening with you?
That damn baby mama's getting on my damn nerves. Get 1 week, get two baby mamas happy, then the next week I get two of them mad at me.
Oh, shit.
Can't win for losing.
Oh, man, who you telling?
You know, I wrote it on the calendar. First time in my life having two babies, mama's nice, in one day. I knew that shit shouldn't last.
I don't have babies.
So I'd like to give a fuck you to my baby's mamas right now.
Well, I'm going to eat them cornflakes.
That's what I say, dog. Because, I mean, they always on that personal bullshit, man.
Yeah, I know, man. I don't understand it, man. I mean, maybe they just jealous, man. You know, they don't want to see a motherfucker happy, man. Cause
I think
you know
it makes
saying?
Them happy
they
when
happy.
We miserable. Shit.
Yeah, but just because you ain't happy, don't fuck my shit up because you down in the motherfucking dumps.
You know what they say, misery loves company.
Yeah, fuck that. Fuck that.
Well, dog, he ain't lying about that one.
I think they just... I don't understand it, man.
Better motherfuckers, dog. Better. Just some bitter motherfuckers, dog. You sit there, you do everything you possibly can, trying to do this, do that. And I mean, I mean, it ain't never good enough, dog.
Well, I can agree with that. Never good enough. That I agree with that 100%. Ain't shit you could do. If you ain't with them, ain't shit you could do. They ain't satisfied for nothing you do. You know what I mean? You take your baby shopping, they pissed because you didn't give them the money.
Right. And what the fuck is up with that shit? How the fuck, long as she got what she supposed to got, he or she got what they supposed to got, how the fuck do you get an attitude?
Because you ain't give them the money. They want you to put the money in their hands.
Why? What's
so they
the
ain't spending on some bullshit.
Exactly.
Not, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. So they can cut corners to keep something in their motherfucking pocket.
Yep. That's exactly what it is. That's exactly what it is. I've been through that shit. I know how that shit go. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, trust me, brother.
And check this one out. I don't know if I ever told you about this one. This motherfucker got $1,500, right?
Mm-hmm.
For me, right? And now you know, mine live with me now.
Right.
You know, so when she got the money, you know how much she gave her? Just take a wild guess. $1,500. Take a wild guess.
Zero.
Nah, she gave her something.
She probably gave $100.
$180. You damn near that. $180. And then $1,500. But see, this is the kicker. Took this other motherfucker and his kid out on my money. And guess what day it was?
Father's Day.
My daughter's birthday.
What?
Seriously, dude. Didn't even ask her to go.
Well, check this out, y'all. Check this out. I got one for him today. Tonight, y'all, check it out. Tonight is open for him. Whatever you want to talk about, whatever you want to speak about. Right now, we talking about these old dirty-ass baby mamas. We're going to play this song. We're going to come back. And we hope y'all, anybody want to speak on it, please do.
What? You ain't never seen
your
daddy.
Everything you do is about money. You care about money? Here, take it. You want some money? Take that, you woman. What? I'm kidding about you. Got me acting like this in front of my son. I'll eat
my
son.
Get away from me, all right?
I'm about to smack this.
What the hell is going on? You got 5-0 knocking at my door, 6 in the morning. I think you better let it go. I told you once before that we ain't crushing no more. I reminisce on how I used to trick. Spent all my money for that rollie on your wrist. But now it's not the same, cause you're caught up in the game. It's funny how the money changed things. Girl, you give me a bit good now. Trying to get all of my dough. Better flip what you've been getting, cause you ain't gonna get no more. I'm sick of you. I'm about to bring it to you. Got to handle it. I'm about to flip, but I don't wanna lose my cool. Believe me, you don't wanna see me break cool. Straight wild out. See, you don't know what I'm about. Go get your people's eyes straight. Run up in his mouth. See, back on Black Street was sweet, but now I'm so low. You want more dough? Tryna trap me in your
girl,
seat.
You
got me up in court now. Tryna get all of my dough. Out the window in my Benzo, and I just can't take it no more. Yeah, yeah.
Baby mama drama.
Yeah.
50 jacks.
Whatever.
That's why I had to take the bitch back. You know what I'm saying? You got myself in court.
You right.
Guess you forgot about all that other shit I bought.
Sweet.
Didn't forget about that shit you kept.
Yeah, right.
It's okay. I'll take it out of your next month's check.
Can I get a witness? What's up, y'all? We back. We back.
Hey, hey, man.
Huh?
That motherfucker said, he said, bring your people, I'm going to go up in his mouth.
Right.
I like that.
Man, I need that as a ringtone.
That motherfucker said, bring your people, I'm going to go up in his mouth. That was tight as hell. What's happening, Janine?
Hello. How's everybody?
Good.
We doing fuck yous today. Who you want to send a fuck you to?
Hello?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I know my phone be acting funny.
Right. She back on that phone again.
We just did everything off our chest today.
Right. Today we just did it all off our chest. Whatever you got a problem with, whoever you got a problem with, fuck it. Whatever you want to talk about, let's just get it out there.
Janine.
Oh, it must be that phone again.
Oh, we're going to come back to Janine. Yo, what's up, Carla?
Hello.
What's going down?
Nothing much.
Who's this?
LaFonda.
LaFonda, what's up, baby?
Nothing much.
Yeah, what?
No, I gotta go to work tonight.
Oh. What, you on the midnight shift?
Yep.
No, you sacrificed a sleep for Sin City. We greatly appreciate that.
No, I got somebody to get off my chest real quick. All
right, well, holler about it, baby.
Man. So, yesterday, my mama sent me a friend request. My biological mama sent me a friend request on Facebook.
All right.
Bitch got mad because I've been on her ass today.
First of all,
I went off on her today because she's like, she told me Peterson and Henry family all together. I don't really don't give a damn because my last name not Peterson or Henry. So he's like, all my babies finally together. I said, first of all, I'm adopted, so we not together nothing. She goes, okay, I'm
going to
your
mama here.
Yeah, that's my biological mama. My mama is in the other room.
Okay, I'm a little. So are you adopted?
Yes, I am.
Okay, okay.
You went off on
your biological mama.
Yes, I went off of my biological mama.
Okay.
She'll tell me it's been 20 years. I need to grow up and get over it.
Wow. Damn. That's a fucked up thing to tell somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Grow up and get over it. Damn, that's fucked up. I mean, hold on 1 second, LaFonda. We got somebody new on the other line. Hey, Carla, what's happening?
Hello. Yeah, I know I got like 500 different numbers.
Boy. I'm being for real. Shit, every time we turn around, you got a new number, Janine. Okay, now, LaFonda, you say that your mama, she actually just told you get over it?
Yep, she told me to get over it, that I need to grow up. It's been 26 years, and that I should be over that I am adopted. And like I told her, it ain't even the fact. She thinks that don't nobody have no problems but have her, like, not doing what she's supposed to do as a biological mama.
Wow. That's crazy. I mean, was she an integral part of your life even though she put you up for adoption, or she popped back on the scene?
No, I bounced from foster home to foster home for a couple of years, and then I got adopted.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Now, did you talk to your adopted mother about this?
I went off on her on Facebook, so no, we don't talk about that at all. Like, I'm just direct slap everybody right now.
Okay, I'm a little confused. Okay, which mother did you go off on?
My real mama.
So your real mother, right?
Yeah, that's my real mama.
Okay, so now when you went off on your real mother, did you talk to your other moms about what she said to you?
No.
Well, now, hold on. Now, can we really say, I mean, her mother gave her up, so, I mean, the one that took care of her, that's the real mother. So we better off just saying the biological, right?
Yep.
All right, so the real mother took care of her.
I call the biological by her first name, which is Delilah, and that's how I feel.
I can't much say I blame you on that one.
Have you ever talked to her about why she put you up?
She not answering none of them questions. She never answered none of them questions. She said it's not her responsibility to answer none of them questions because it ain't none of my business.
Damn.
She said it's none
Damn.
Of your business?
It's her. I'm doing none of my business.
Oh, that's fucked up. You shouldn't even have nothing else to say to the woman. Seriously.
Oh, I just got one
more pick. You need to go ahead and delete off your Facebook, all that good shit.
That's what I said I was going to do. But the next person who come on, this dude, white boy, I don't know what the hell wrong with him this week, but if he comes on my page one more time and asks me some dumb ass shit, like, why is there so many rappers on my page, I'm going to slap the shit out of him.
So many what on your page?
He asked me, why is there so many rappers on my page? He's like, rappers. I got, like, a lot of rappers on my page, but half of them send me friend requests, so that's not my fault.
Tell him, fuck him.
I don't know why he asked me that. He's like, you got a lot of rappers on your page. He's like, damn, you fucked up on or something. I'm like, that's
okay.
How you feel?
All right, well, check this out, LaFonda. Next time he get on your page and he asks you that, you just tell him.
Fuck you. Fuck the plane you flew in on. Fuck them shoes. Fuck the socks with the bell on it. Fuck your gay-ass, fairy faggot accent. Fuck them cheap-ass cigars. Fuck your yuck mouth teeth. Fuck your hairpiece. Fuck your chocolate. Fuck Guy Ritchie. Fuck Prince William. Fuck the Queen. This is America. My president is black and my Lambo is blue. And if I see you in the street, I'm slapping the shit out.
And be done with it. That's all you gotta tell him. Hold up, we got another one. Selena, is this you?
Yes, it is.
What's happening, girl?
Nothing much. How you saying, like,
what's up?
Say,
huh?
Who you wanna say fuck you to today?
I want to say fuck you to the gay dude at work. I almost had to slap the hell out of today.
The gay dude? Almost. What happened? And what happened?
You said the gay dude?
You said what?
Did you say the gay dude?
Yeah. He don't know he's gay, but he's gay as hell.
He don't know he's gay.
There's a whole bunch of them out there.
How do you not know you're... Okay, first of all, why do you want to slap him? Selena?
I would like to know how you don't know you're gay.
It's a whole bunch of them out there. I'm just saying.
I'm pretty sure if he wound up with a dick in his mouth or in his ass, he got a pretty good idea that he's gay.
I don't know, but he switched harder than any bitch I ever seen in my life, and he have a big-ass booty. He dyes his beard. He dyes his hair. He's gay. He's gay, trust me. I have
what
a good gay arm. Huh?
What color do he dye his beard and his hair?
It's black. But it's the shit he dyed every other day, he say, and the shit stained. He's a girl. He's a faggot. And I can't, he's one of the faggots that want to be a girl, so he don't like women. That's how I know he's gay, and he don't like me at all. He never liked me. Because, you know me.
Why did you want to slap him? What did he do?
Because he almost hit me, and he grabbed me. And he's the pastor, so I told him, if he ever grabbed me again, he's going to have to pray that I don't beat the shit out of him.
Oh, wait a minute. Not another pastor.
Not another pastor. This
that
was good.
Boy,
I can tell you a story about some reverends that'll burn your freaking ears off. They're about the worst freaks in the world. They the freakiest, believe me.
Shit, LaFonda already had Reverend Lonnie Love dick in her hand, so shit. That's more bad.
Yeah.
Okay, how do you know he's a preacher?
Oh, because he always walk around saying, talking about coming to his church. And I turned my nose up at him, and he seen me turn my nose up when he said something about the church. He said, what's wrong with you? You trying to go to hell? I said, no, I ain't trying to go to hell, but I wouldn't go to a church you lead because you got a wife, you got two girlfriends up here, and clearly you're safe.
So he got two girlfriends.
You got a wife.
Hey,
he got two chicks look like dudes, though. So,
but now, hold on. Now, are they really dudes, or are they just some manly-looking women?
Nah, they some manly-looking women.
Well, you can't call him gay for that. He just got bad taste.
I told you why I said he was gay, because he switched harder than any other bitch I ever seen, and he has a big ass.
Yeah, because the two dudes that was in Beyonce video was the shit. Did you know that was dudes?
Yeah, I quit watching that video once I found out that it was man in there. I ain't gonna lie, they got me on that
video. What video y'all talking about?
Oh, I can't remember the damn video, but look at that bitch. Say, man, that's a motherfucking man. Beyonce was so fucking wrong for that. The bitch was wrong. I ain't like Beyonce ever since.
Aww. You got dudes dressed up like women in a video?
Dude, they look just like fucking women. They look just like fucking women.
Yeah, they need the cocoa on his ass. The cocoa ass is fake. I'm just saying, cocoa ass is fake.
Who the hell is Coco?
What's the name's wife? Icy's wife.
Oh, that see now we got a problem. We got a problem.
She is not. Are you saying she? Okay, what are you saying about her?
Her ass is fake.
Man, whatever. Coco is fine.
Her ass is fake.
You know that damn girl take booty shots. She could be fine all day, hell, but she fake.
Man, that ain't no fake booty. That's a real ass.
That's
there.
A fake ass. That she get booty shots, so it's her
ass.
Look, that's just a white. That's just a white woman with a nice ass.
Nah,
her ass is fake.
That's a negative.
Why? Because she white by fake.
No,
it's a lot of big booty white girls, but hers is not real. Trust me.
Why? Shit, it's not real.
She
take butt shots. You can tell. Did she take butt shots? It's okay. You know, she doing her thing. But shit, the shit is fake.
Now, Selena, baby, I think I'm a more of an ass connoisseur than you are.
You don't know that.
Oh, well, I stand correct.
Have you seen her? Okay, first of all, anybody who does not take booty, fake booty, they booty bounce, like, naturally. But when you got, like, a fake ass, it don't jiggle like how it's supposed to. It's supposed to rip tide when you in the back of it and you hit it. Her shit don't rip tide at all. Come on, man. I'm a woman.
She might work out.
Strong butt cheeks. I'm on defender.
That damn girl got good money, and she spent it on her body.
Let me ask y'all a question. Have y'all seen Ice-T's cover with her on it back from the 80s?
No,
yeah,
That's two different people.
That's not Coco, is it?
No, that's not Coco.
That's
his
other wife.
That's Coco from the 80s. That's his first wife.
That's baby. That's first wife, yeah.
You know the motherfucker was married twice. Yeah, that's his first wife. You tell the booty is a little bit different.
Yeah, booty. I mean, it's shapely, but it don't poke out like Coco's.
Yeah, you know.
Kim Kardashian
more Now, hold on. I posted the picture on SinCity.Spruce.com of Kim Kardashian naked. I mean, yeah, the ass is fat, but I mean,
Too many people that had that, so.
She got a real little coochie, too.
Yeah, real little.
She got a baby girl coochie. It's not fully developed or something. I don't know what's going on with Kim.
Well, now, you know, because you know how y'all are. Just because y'all got those big humongous lips down there. Everybody ain't got them lips like y'all.
I don't got no damn humongous lips, man.
Whatever.
That didn't sound right.
I'm just saying, black women, I mean, from what I've seen, black women, they're very...
No, but I'm just saying, she barely has lips. I know a black girl, she don't really have no lips, so it ain't the color, but Kim Kardashian have a real little twat.
But everybody didn't have that. That's probably why, though.
Yeah, she's doing time.
Let her ass come to Sin City. We stretch it out for her.
Definitely been around.
Oh,
so
I bet
the hell
you will.
She engaged somebody
every
other week. You got a new fiance.
Bring
her something with that little ass coochie. She keeps getting them rocks. Shit.
Now, hold on.
Now,
speaking of Kim Kardashian, now, I seen a little snippet that they caught up with Ray J again. Now, I don't know how true that was.
That's why they say
Reggie said fuck this last time.
Even he didn't deny it. He said that's not true.
Oh, so he said it's not true. He said it's not him?
Not true.
He probably did. The little nigga kind of hung. So shit. Probably did.
Kind of big dick.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that's the number one thing. You want to... A smart, educated thug. That's what I'm going to say. I want a smart, educated thug, a man who got a big dick, and somebody who know how to fuck. And ain't no dog.
Well, you lost me, though. No, I'm just playing. Janine, is that what the women want?
What's that?
Uh-oh, she done got quiet again. See, every time you and Father Time have these conversations, you get all quiet and stuff.
What is she talking about?
I'm telling you, he's a depressing motherfucker. I'm telling you, don't listen to that man. That man is depressing.
Whatever, dude.
Damn.
What are you talking about?
Damn. That ain't so far
the time. Now, anybody that be on, anybody that's been on this show for a while now, know Janine usually the liveliest person we got on the show. She didn't have like
two or three conversations
for a time. You hear him? Huh? She's like,
yeah. You don't need to stop talking to him, then.
Damn.
No more father time for you. Hirsch,
that shit ain't true. She may have things on her mind, man.
Yeah, since she's talking to you.
I mean,
Janine is like the liveliest person on the show. She was talking to Father Time. She went to Father Time School of Counseling. Look, she won't even respond back now.
That's
not a Janine response. Janine response is what?
Damn, Father Time, what you do?
Right, I told every motherfucker to talk to him, man. You know what? Hold up, man. We're going to do something, man. We're going to do something. Janine?
Yeah.
Janine, you here with me?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, you know what? And I got a request.
Yeah.
Hey man, I got a message today.
Okay.
You got a what?
I said I got a message today.
What did it say?
Janine boyfriend heard all that shit you've been talking to.
Ooh.
And what's your point?
He say, man, he say he don't appreciate it, but I calm the waters, dog. I got everything cool. I got everything squared away. But Janine, he told me to play this song. He wants you to listen to this song. He damn sure want to play it for Father Time. So we're going to play this song.
Yeah, we'll
be right back.
Tell him to bring it.
We're going to play this song. We'll be right back.
I ain't no type of hoe.
Heard about the past, things I used to do, the games I used to play, the girls that didn't last. I know how you might think I'm doing wrong, and I see what is real. You probably.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. We back. We back. All right.
That was depressing as hell.
I mean, the man wanted to play for his, the man wanted to play for his woman. He got tired of Father Time all in his business.
Yeah, Father Time, stop that. I don't want to hear that song no more.
Hey, I don't either.
I'm over here falling asleep. I forgot what the hell I was doing.
No, hey, that used to be my song. You keep talking shit all the time. I know what you're going to hear, though.
Tell him, Father Time, you just preaching knowledge, man. You just preaching knowledge.
Really?
That's right.
It sounded good when it came out.
I've been listening to Malcolm.
Here we go again. Here we go to the Malcolm.
I told you you're going to be sitting on the cooler.
Malcolm motherfucking Farrakhan.
He's back.
Well, I'm late.
It's been some years.
Man. So what you gonna do? You gonna fuck with us like you used to, dog?
Nah, man. Malcolm do that.
Malcolm drinking 40s now.
I'm just chilling, man. Hey, actually, I gotta fuck you, man. I wanna say fuck you to this bitch that work in the office. Bitch trying to get me fired. Fuck you, bitch.
Well, why? What you do?
I have no idea, man. You know what I mean? I think she's mad at her baby's daddy. You know, he a brother. And I think she's taking that shit out on me, man.
Maybe she wants a dick.
No, it ain't that serious. It's not that serious. I'm not fucking with her like that. Some reason, man. She on my trail for some reason.
Hey, you know what, man? I know I don't want to speak to you. The Indiana Perf Department, dog.
Say again?
The Indiana Perf Department, man. These some bitches, man. You know when the state owe you money, these some bitches don't want to give you your shit for nothing in the world.
I could have told you that.
Man, these motherfuckers, hold up. Now, listen to this. These motherfuckers told me that they owe me some money, X amount of dollars, right? I need to fill out this paperwork, and I can get my money, right? Okay,
no, you got to go a whole process.
I filled out my paperwork. I did what I supposed to did. Shipped the shit off. First, they told me it's supposed to have been anywhere from 2 to 3 days. Then they said, okay, well, it might take 2 weeks. Then they tell me, okay, well, it might take 30 days. Now these motherfuckers going to tell me it could take up to 60 days? Come on, man. What the fuck is wrong with y'all? Then here's the fucked up part. I called today. I said, well, did any type of problems occur? These motherfuckers told me no. No problems. No problems at all. I said, so is y'all investigating me? Did I do something wrong? No, everything's fine. Why the fuck y'all ain't sent my money?
Uh-oh. They ain't got it.
You know, Indiana, broke as hell. Especially if you ain't no deal, you better give you something back.
Dude, they spent your shit.
Dog, I need my motherfuckers first. These motherfuckers, man, this is some bullshit, man. These motherfuckers got my merch. They holding the shit. They won't even give it to me, dog.
Holding your shit for hostage.
Right. They're telling me that I'm like, damn, did I do something wrong? Is it something I owe?
He say, did
just
I
tell
do something?
Something. Motherfuckers say, nah, everything's fine. Everything's fine. If everything's fine, when y'all gonna cut my motherfucking check and give me my bread?
Man, they in Atlantic City with your shit, dude.
You know
that
what, man?
Gone. They spent that shit, man.
I'ma fuck Evan Baez ass up.
Yeah, that motherfucker's at a crap game with your shit. Who shit is this? Oh, he just extended.
Right, man, but now if I was shit, if I was, you know what I'm saying? Man, I'm fucked up on that, man. That shit fuck Indiana. I mean, and I can't. And this one, you can't even point at the city of Gary. That one.
Y'all that I got. They hold our paychecks, right? Like on Friday, if you don't make the good list, they got a good list at my job. If you clock in on time, you don't miss no punches, and you don't call off, you get your check on a Friday. But if you miss If you miss a punch for lunch, anything, you got to wait till Monday to pick up your paycheck. Yeah, I got to make that early payout list every time I walk in that office and I have my check.
That's a good deal, though.
No, it's not. Because you got first of all, I go to the bank, my bank look at me like I'm crazy.
I mean, that's an incentive for the clock in right. Do what you're supposed to do. You get paid on Friday. You don't. You get paid on Monday. But you ready to pay on Friday? Monday.
I got a better one then than that.
Hold up. What's your regular
pay? Later.
What is your regular pay? They supposed to be. LaFonda. What is your regular pay? They supposed to be. It's supposed to be Friday or Monday.
It's supposed to be on a Friday because I take you cut on a Wednesday.
So y'all, oh, fuck that. Give me my money, man.
They hold down on us. Hey, we supposed to be paid on a Friday, but we got to wait for Monday if we don't make the early payout list. So we should all up
for the clock in on time.
That's some bullshit,
man. I need to clock in on old time sometimes, but you know, Indiana fucked me over so bad with my license that it's ridiculous.
I've been saying that shit for years.
No, they really fucked me over. Like, I didn't do everything I supposed to do to get my license back. Pay every ticket off. I had, like, 12 tickets. Altogether, all my fees cost $3,000 to pay off.
God damn, you was just running lights for the fuck of it, wasn't you?
No, no. None of my tickets for running lights, though. Tail light out, all my things for tail lights out because it kept on. I kept on blowing a fuse, so they went out. Why I didn't get like the last ticket I got was from Illinois State Police, and he was like, "I'm gonna give you an individual I-bond." I said, "What the hell is that? You ain't gonna go to jail, but it's like you went to jail." He was like, "I've been not catching you driving on this expressway." What it to them off and clean pulled off, and I pulled off right along with his ass.
God damn, every time you get in the car, first thing you hear is. So you get in the car every time, $3,000 worth of tickets.
Yes.
And then yeah, that's kind
of excessive. That's 12 tickets, and all of them was for stupid stuff.
You might want to get those
tickets. I did a stop and roll. The police officer said, how you going to be in front of me and give me a ticket?
You ain't glad
they ever took you to jail? You ever been to jail off any of that shit?
Huh?
Have you ever been to jail off any of those tickets?
Nope.
No, they gave her an I-bond.
Did you slap you a ticket? Yeah. You don't go to jail. I know you got a better chance of going to jail before I do.
Shit, if you get enough of them motherfuckers that don't pay them, you're going to jail.
Yeah, that's why I'm not driving right now. Because he told me, the police officer was like, I know who you are. If I catch you driving again and you ain't got your license back there, I'm going to take you to jail. Yeah.
Who is this, Gary Police?
No.
No, it's only
anybody.
I'm about to say it's only four of them.
I guarantee you it's more than four of them. Them some bitches, I see them everywhere.
The point is, the true point is, you have me stepping up every time they pull me up.
Oh, the
jolly,
them jolly motherfuckers.
The jolly.
Yeah.
I can't stand.
I had to ask him how old he was because I thought he was a damn kid.
I
should have
knew they was gonna be cops.
They was bitches back then when we was kids.
Yeah, I should have knew they was gonna be cops. They was bitches.
Fuck ass motherfucker.
I was from elementaries on up with at least one of them.
Hey, remember we was at the laundromat and we stole them quarters and they punk asses told on us.
Mm-hmm.
I knew them motherfuckers was gonna be the motherfucking fuzz back then.
Mm-hmm. They was practicing.
Right.
Cock
motherfuckers.
Well, I feel y'all on the Indiana thing, man. Them motherfuckers had two tickets on me from 1994, man. And I just had to pay them last year. Who holds tickets that fucking long, man?
In a city, they don't got no money.
That money almost 20 years, man. 1994,
man.
Motherfucker gave me a ticket for having a license plate. I had the license plate in my back window instead of on the car. You know how motherfuckers put their plate in the window.
Motherfucker,
so gave me a ticket. I said, "Fuck you, I'm not paying it."
Well, that's why you ain't getting. That's why your license got took.
Well, I understand that, but I'm saying, who keeps a ticket like that on the book?
Everybody.
For 20 fucking years.
Everybody. See, I know where this shit going. I know where this shit finna go. And I'm finna tell you, fuck you and Wick. Y'all not finna start that bullshit.
What are you talking about, man?
I know what y'all finna start. It's starting with Indiana, and that's finna dwindle on down to Gary. Then y'all finna start this Gary bashing shit. I already know what you're about to do.
Man, fuck Gary. I don't
well,
even
you know
do
I ain't
that.
Gonna bash Gary.
I ain't gonna bash Gary, but
the whole state. Fuck them all.
You just wasn't hard enough to stay here. That's all. Soft ass.
Hard ain't got nothing to do with it. Everybody know why I left, so that's enough. That's really enough. Yeah, okay. You can play those sound bites.
Okay, and I'll play it again.
Nigga, please.
It's real tough talk for a motherfucker 800 miles away. Play them sound bites if you want to. Look, I ain't no kid no more. I keep telling you. I'm not going to keep punking you. What you think? You still going to punk me out? I ain't no kid no more, nigga.
You with it, man.
I always want to talk tough. You do that if you want to. What you going to do? What you going to do, Cletus?
Let him go.
He been talking. Now, come on, man. He been talking tough to me for over damn near 30 years. I keep taking this shit from him. So I turn around. He want to talk slick to me. Yeah, you would like, poke that shit if you want to. Man, you 800 miles away. What you going to do? Get on motherfucking webcam and give me the finger?
Ooh.
All right,
keep talking. I'm
going to
fed that your ass whooping. That's what I'm
going to do. Bring your little narrow ass on.
Keep talking.
You got to bring some ass, get some ass, dog. And, you ain't really got too much ass these days.
Enough to be yours, buddy.
Let's not forget, you can't cut a Gary without getting fucked up by the police.
I'm not scared of the police, especially Gary police. Them motherfuckers always on blank.
I know you ain't scared of them. I'm that shit in Minnesota, though, but you ain't scared of them.
Nope. Well, they ain't never stopped me from coming. Never.
Whatever, nigga. I'm talking real slick, man.
You talking no,
that.
All right, y'all go to your neutral corners.
Okay.
In the first round.
Ding, motherfucker.
Why some dudes just don't down on Southern cuisine? I'm just wondering.
You said what?
Why dudes don't down on Southern cuisine?
Baby, what you mean, Southern cuisine?
Yeah. I'm saying it in a nice way.
Baby, this is Sin City. This is Sin City. Just say it.
Why dudes
don't... Yeah, we don't know phrase.
Want somebody, but then they want somebody to get them some head for real. Like, seriously, I could have sworn it's a two-way street. The Bible says do unto others as you want them to do unto you. So if you want
and
them,
I believe
you might want to do unto me.
All right, well, now, with that being said, you got a lot of reasons. I mean, we all grown here, so, I mean, we ain't going to sit here and play the game saying that, nah, I don't do it. I mean, but, you know, you gotta make it look enticing. I mean,
that ain't the problem. He said he just does not do it, and I just feel like this. I'm sorry. Sometimes I just feel like I want to give him head. Hey, you ain't gotta always go down there. Sometimes I just feel like giving it.
Good for you. Good for you.
Yeah,
good for you.
Excellent.
Yeah, I'm about to fucking be tired. Oh, shit.
Other than,
I see nothing wrong with your philosophy.
Right.
You need to back your
none at all.
All right, now
of course y'all wouldn't, but I feel it, girl.
Okay, LaFonda, now what would you say now?
Sometimes I just don't care if you don't go down there. But other times I feel like this. You're not going to keep on be like, can I get some head, but you ain't trying to go down there. Hell no, you can't.
I mean, well, maybe you got to fix it up for him.
I did. I fixed it up. What if you got a bikini wax? Ball.
Okay, let me ask you a question. How did you ask him? How did you ask him?
I asked him anything. I mean, I pushed his head.
Oh, no. Hell
<You're> brutal.
No. Hell no. So he should have pressed the charge.
I say, babe, you feel like getting your knees dirty.
I mean, you can't be pushing no man's head down there. Then,
no,
furthermore, let me ask you a question. Did you ask him for some head?
Did he ask for some?
No, did you ask? I mean, what do you call it? What do you call it? Do you call it head?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. I'd be like, let's y'all fix your man today. And he'd be like, huh?
Well, maybe you should wait and let him do it when he's ready to do it. Maybe he ain't ready.
Maybe he's taking too long.
Well, he might have to warm up to it. It might be his first. What if it's his first time? He probably nervous as shit. He probably thinking about it, but like, I don't know if I should do it.
It ain't his first time either.
How you know?
Because like, the same way dudes have conversations about females, because he didn't have a conversation with like a whole bunch of dudes about me to see like where I stand. At. Am I a hoe or am I cool? Because, you know, dudes talk. I didn't have a conversation last time. Dudes talk. They talk like bitches. So.
Thank you.
They talk like bitches. Because I didn't have a dude talk about me to me. Didn't know he was talking about me, saying he slept with me, knowing damn well you didn't, but you telling everybody you slept with me. And you, how his ass got caught up, I was like, for real? You slept with her? What her tattoo at? You didn't fool with me, but okay.
So in other words, you know he pussy, he's just not eating yours.
He don't eat anybody's. He ain't with down on nobody. Like everybody was like, he was like, my dick talk for itself.
You can't say nigga take.
Hold on. You just said earlier that you know he do it.
I know he do it because his first girlfriend, the first girlfriend he ever had, he did it to. Maybe she gave my baddest hands or smothered his ass.
So, which means, he said earlier, he just don't want to do you.
I don't know
what
he don't want to do. Maybe he don't want to do me. But, I mean,
yeah,
say something. He just, he don't
know.
He
can't be pushing on his head.
Right, you got to fix it up for him.
What is he be pushing on my head?
When
he
starts, well, it's a difference. You like that?
No, I like to be in control. So no, I don't.
So wait a minute. So when I'm gonna
put my head down and stuff like that, like move your hands, put your hands somewhere else. Do not put them on my head.
Okay, so now hold on. Let me ask you a question. Now, when he puts your head down, do you say?
I already be doing it. That's not the problem. Why is she pushing on my head? I'm not going to go no further.
Maybe he
said you pushing on his.
Wait, hold on. I mean, wait a minute. Is he pushing on the head once you get the dick in your mouth, or he just push your head down now?
No. Once I got in my mouth, he pushing my head down further. Sweetie, you ain't got so much time for you to be pushing my head like that.
Well, maybe you feel like you ain't going down far enough.
Yeah. 4 inches is, yeah, no. You only push my head for others.
I mean, then he only got 4 inches?
4 inches. Four.
Yeah. He needs to fit his wrist. He should have been eating pussy through the jaw.
God damn.
He done nigga, he better know how to eat pussy, fix cars, and cook. Shit.
Yeah. You know what? I usually try to take up for my brothers with 4 inches, then yeah, you right. He should be doing every motherfucking thing he possibly could.
How long y'all been messing around, can I ask?
Nothing wrong. I gave him a 3 month. I gave him a 3 month rule. He had to wait 3 months to tap it. But I gave him a 3 month rule. I was playing with him. Every dude that I've ever dated had to wait 3 months to tap it.
Okay.
Here we go.
Wait 3 months. They may wait 3 months to tap you, but I'm pretty sure somebody else out there is giving it to him right now.
They did not wait 3 months to tap this. Yeah, it was only one person, but he was actually worth it. He got an ear on the phone.
Nah. If you tell me, you got to wait 3 months. I'm gonna tell you okay, call me in 89. I'm gonna tell you, call me in 89 days.
You said what? You said
sure.
What?
You say what?
I didn't know you just said it.
I said if you tell me it's a 3 month rule, I'm gonna tell you, call me in 89 days.
Yeah, right.
No reason why you gotta have a 3 month rule though.
Alright, well,
a dog, and you gonna weed out the dog.
Okay, I had a question though.
You
was talking about brother 4 inch dick. How long you been fucking him though?
Like a month and a half.
Well, it ain't that bad. So you that must say you've been fucking him more than one time, right?
Is it
fat?
No.
Is something about them 4 inches there?
No. I'm trying to see it because I told y'all yesterday a dude has never ever made me come. So with that being said,
he only got 4 inches. Of course he not.
I'm doing whiskey back to the
huh?
Little dicks ain't that bad like everybody thinks. Long as it ain't skinny.
It's a pencil.
Said it ain't fat. It ain't. It's 4 inches. Only thing he got.
All I have in this world is my balls and my word, and I don't break.
He got his balls,
huh?
Let me ask you a question. If he's so bad, why are you still fighting with him?
Because I ain't found nobody to replace him yet.
He grew on
there. Now, we got things like we got my man Wick on deck right now. We got Wick on deck right now. Hold on. You know what we're going to do? Wick, come on, man.
I'm not doing the little slow music shit. I'm not a talker, I'm a shore. I'm from the show me state. We don't do talking.
You're from Indiana, motherfucker.
Man, you're from Gary. What are you talking about? You're from
the damn right. We're from the show you state.
But this is a talk show.
Exactly. So you got to talk your way up.
Wait.
Damn, whichever one you want to go.
Can't do it right now.
Do you at church?
Yeah, I got ears around. The church congress listening to me right now.
I ain't tripping on him. We're going to keep it with the Father God. You that with me?
Yeah, I'm here, man.
Alright, dog. We should cue the music.
Don't play no more depressing stuff.
Shut up.
Amen.
Okay. First, who am I talking to first?
The father.
Who am I talking to?
Father.
Hey, what's happening? Hello?
I'm still here.
Okay. What's happening? What's your name?
It's Fonda.
I'm sorry, your name is what?
You said what?
What you say your name was, sweetheart?
Fonda.
Fonda, how you doing, Fonda?
I'm good.
Okay. Okay. So what's up? Why you here alone?
You said why I'm white.
Why are you here alone?
I'm not alone. I have Bob. He always on my side.
Okay. Once again, why are you here alone?
Why am I alone? Because I have a lengthy week that I go through before I let a girl even come even near me.
Oh, really? So
it's you gotta have.
Are you looking to change your situation? You looking for something better?
I want to upgrade. I don't want to downgrade myself.
Oh, you want to upgrade? Okay, tell me what you're looking for.
I just want a man that's calling me. I want a man that's calling me. I'm only 5'4", so that shouldn't be that hard.
Okay, I'm 6'2".
I want an educated man. He got to be like 75% educated, 25% good.
Okay, I'm 50-50. I got a college degree, too.
Okay. I need somebody who knows what they want and don't play games. And keep it real at all times. Just keep it 100 with me, and that's the only thing I ask. And you gotta have this dick, and you gotta go down.
Oh, I don't have a problem. I don't have a problem with that. How long you want me to stay down there?
Damn.
How many times you trying to come?
I don't even know. As many times as I can.
Okay, what's your record?
I'll have a record because the news has never made me come. So, would that be a fit?
Well, damn. I'm kind of thirsty myself. My tongue is dry. My tongue is dry. You heard me?
I heard you.
Brody, you want to come over? Can I come get you?
Yeah, you can come get me tonight, honey. I got to work.
Oh. Tell him you ain't gonna be able to make it. Tell him you sick.
Oh, no, I ain't got a lot for him. I work every night. It's tight.
Tell the boss you sick. You ain't coming in.
Money. I'm sorry. Money? See, it's always money or sick. I never choose big over money.
Okay, well, how much is a nut worth for you?
Bob is my best friend. Bob does everything he's supposed to do. And he don't give me no back talk and he can't give me the SP.
But Bob ain't real, sweetheart. I'm real. I'm 100% real. You know what I'm saying? You gotta change Bob battery.
You know what?
I said, you gotta change Bob's battery. I just need a bologna and cheese sandwich and I'm good to go. I'm a lot cheaper than Bob.
Yeah, you know what I mean? We'll definitely have to change numbers, but yeah, I don't miss no work for no man.
I got faith. If you can put a price on a nut, what's your price?
I can't put a price on a nut because you
are. What time is your lunch? What time you going to lunch?
3:00.
What time? What time did you say?
It's at 3 a.m.
I can't hear you.
It's at 3 a.m.
3 a.m. Okay. How long is your lunch?
30 minutes.
That's all I need.
Yeah, I need more than that. I don't do cooking, honey.
Don't you want to go to work happy? Walking on the cloud, feeling good.
Yeah.
Might go
that
whole lot faster. Hello.
I'm feeling.
Don't you want to enjoy the rest of your night?
I am going to enjoy the rest of my night.
I'm talking about after lunch.
Oh, trust me, honey. I enjoy the rest of my night in your way. So, yeah. We would have to exchange numbers because you are the way from my off day.
Off day?
Don't say no when he called back to the talk show and he hollered out, she crippled my ass.
Dang.
No, I ain't gonna never say that. I mean, if you got skills like that, then I'm like my man. I'm from the show me stage.
You say you gonna do what?
Hell, man, you gotta hit Sam for me, man.
Okay, man. All right, you tie him up, man. You tie him up. All right, now. All right, man. You had a well over 5 minutes to go for that, man.
I told him we can exchange numbers. He didn't hear that part.
Nah, he was trying to see how far he could get you. But hey, LaFonda.
What?
LaFonda, you with me?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right, check this out. We got this thing we call Cash Chronicles, right?
Okay.
But you're new to the show. I'm gonna let you hear one. I want you to tell me what you think about it. That's cool.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Here go a Cass Chronicle, y'all.
I call tonight's Chronicle Forbidden Fruit because that's what Madonna was. She belonged to someone that was close to me. For years, I fantasized about her. Trust me, fellas. If you gave it to those sparkling light brown eyes, you would definitely have lust and desire in your heart. Even though in our younger years, we never was intimate, we always kept in touch. Madonna would do things like send me up with her girlfriends. I believe it was to get a report to see how good I was in bed. Take this one time, for example. Then my guy took Madonna and her friend to my aunt's house, whose house I was keeping me, while they were out of town. Well, I began to disrobe her friend. I constantly kept thinking about Madonna in my head. Slowly, I kissed her friend's neck as I laid her down. And as the sexual act began, I felt I was being watched. As I turned around, Madonna was standing there. So with one slow yet hard thrust, I made her friend let out a moan that was sure to intensify Madonna's curiosity. Well, needless to say, it did. One night, Madonna gave me a call and told me she was bored. But by this time, her and my friend were no longer seeing each other. And yeah, we flirted with each other. So my answer to her was, pick your poison. She said, Tango right. I said, I'll be there in a minute. So I jumped into the four-door Fleetwood Caddy, and I was on my way. Stopped at the liquor store, got a fifth of Tango Ray, March orange juice, 2 cups, and a bag of ice. Yeah, I was ready. And it hit me. What if she just want to talk? Do I jeopardize my friendship by pushing it forward? For the first time in a long time, I was nervous. So I sat in the car, fixed me a drink, and I said, well, I'll wait on her to make a move. Well, I arrived to Madonna's house. I quickly took out my DJ Quick CD and put in a sip. She got in the car and smiled with those sexy pink lips and those sparkling light brown eyes. She said, hey, baby, looking at me like she was just as excited and nervous as I am. I smiled, gave her the bag, and began to pull off. Madonna reached between my legs and grabbed my cup. I cut my eyes and began to smirk. So what to? She replied, I don't care. Still showing me that million-dollar smile. Well, I know neither one of us wanted to be seen in public because of the scandal it would cause. So I went to a secluded, wooded area. I put the car in park, and we began to drink and conversate. Hours went by, but it seemed like only minutes. We never knew we had this much in common. Each conversation seemed like it was pulling us closer and closer to each other. Our sexual tension was at a fever pitch. We both leaned in and began passionately kissing each other, like a married couple celebrating a honeymoon. She began to lick on my neck with such passion, my eyes rose and back my head instantly. I began to caress her body ever so slowly. Now, usually I'm the one who takes charge, but tonight I laid back and let Madonna do her thing. It was like she could read my mind. Everywhere I wanted her to kiss, she did without me saying a word. But I believe she felt the same way because every time I touched, licked, or kissed her, I would feel her body shiver. And all of this, and I haven't even penetrated yet. Now, when we get to that part, it's a different thing. I believe I parked in the perfect spot, because we turned into some animals, biting, scratching, clawing. I mean, it was so intense that in the process of all this wildness, we accidentally rolled the window down. I Adonia jumps up, hangs halfway out the window, and tells me to fuck her from the back while she gazes into the stars while yelling my name. I obliged her, pulled myself to the window, and also began staring out at the stars. So if you can imagine this scene, it was something to behold. After that night, we decided to keep it between us. However, that was the first night for many. This is your boy Cass, and this is part one of my chronicles. Peace.
Yo. Lafonda, what you think?
If I feel that kind of shit, I'll call the unicorn.
Later, baby.
You said what?
I was speaking to Selena. Selena. Oh, yes, Selena. Selena not with us right now.
You got that same phone.
Yeah. So, Selena, you get my crap? All right, I guess don't nobody hear me.
You said what?
I said you like my chronicle?
Of course.
Now, you know we got more. Huh? You said what, sweetheart?
I said, who wouldn't like that?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I'm just saying, you know we got more of them on the webpage, too.
I know I've been on there like a couple of times.
Oh, so you've been listening to the Chronicles, too?
You went lying when you said Blake Barbie was holding it down on that. I was like, what the hell?
Yeah, she doing her thing. Now, you did say you gonna participate in the contest, so, hey.
Yeah, I'm trying to find a picture to put up there, because, yeah, ain't no more pictures going to compete with that.
Well, you know, by the time that he willing to take some for you, he willing to be your photographer.
No doubt. I got that new Canon ES550.
You don't even know what that is, but it sounded good. Yeah, but check it out, man. Look, we need all the support we can get, man. We trying to do this. We trying to build that website up. Like I say, tell your girls.
Y'all my page, so don't say I ain't getting you no support.
Yeah, you know what? And I want to tell you, good looking out, man. I appreciate what I seen when you wrote on there. Hey, that was nothing but love. I appreciate that.
True that.
But now you know you can make your own chronicle if you want to.
You said I can make my own what?
Your own chronicle. If you got a story you want to write about or something you want to say on there, by all means, hook up with me or Father Time. Let us know. We set it up for you. You can just you can let it flow.
Oh, we have.
Yeah, on my form, I got this form called The Dream. Yeah. I did that poem last night at poetry night, and people was like, damn, that's how you feel.
Okay, well, when you got a free day, we can record it for you.
I ain't off it again until Sunday.
Hey, that works.
First chance you get, go to SanCityDoctors.com, of course. And just inbox in your number on the site.
All right.
And then we can put something together. We can record something on Sunday.
That's the only time I'm off. That's too, because I'm not much.
Okay. Just inbox me your number, and we'll hook it up. That shit was smooth. All
right, we see old Billy back. Hey, Jadine, what's up?
Yes.
All right, you keep disappearing on us. You're disappearing and you're coming back. You're disappearing on us.
Yeah, I'm having technical difficulties.
Okay. Now, Lafonda, like I said, if you want to go check those chronicles out, she got her own chronicles.
I'm at work. I'm I'm gonna check it out while I'm at work.
Oh,
we also got a poem on there too.
Yeah,
another
we got poetry.
I did a poem a while back. That's on there too. You can go check her shit out too.
Who
plus
did
we got Butta, remember?
Oh, well, you know, we ain't heard of my song. We ain't gonna bring that up. Just fucking.
Hey, plus we got points on there too, so you can check out our points too.
Hey, LaFonda. LaFonda? Am I breaking up? I mean, did everybody just keep disappearing? I guess she gone. God damn, this has been a hell of a show. I was like, everybody just keep ignoring me.
You be breaking up, man, for real.
You be getting on my nerves, for real.
That's okay. As long as I get on your nerves, everything's okay.
Whatever, bro.
He'll be breaking up. Woodrow. You drinking on Woodrow?
Man.
There you go,
man,
breaking up.
You know what? Shut the fuck up.
What you drinking on, Woodrow?
Hey, man, you know what, dog? I had a song that I was going to dedicate to you and Wick today, man. You know what? But you're
hey,
such
Esther.
A jackass. Huh?
Esther. Hey, Esther. Oh, she don't want to answer me now, huh?
Who are you talking to? I'm talking to you, Esther.
Whatever.
Selena, is your man running in there or something? That's why you keep hanging up.
Huh?
I said, I'm talking to Selena. Selena, you're hanging up. You know what? You know what, Selena? Damn you. Cheating ass. Cheating motherfucker. Can't stand you any damn way. Punk.
What
we're
working with, man? I'm down.
My bad. My baby didn't call my phone.
Damn, hey, you gotta hang up soon to be called? Damn, he got some motherfucking dick control. Hey, check it out. God damn it, if she hang up one more goddamn, you know what? Fuck this. Show over. Yo.
What?
All right, man. I guess we have a technical difficulty right now. Cause I mean, somebody keep on all
hanging right, up.
You keep going in and
what?
Out, Cass.
I'm saying I'm
out.
Having technical. I'm having technical difficulties, you black motherfuckers. What part of this you not understanding?
Well, yeah, like you didn't believe it the first time, goddammit. That's the
only
reason the second time came out.
You know what? Man, fuck
hot
y'all.
Sucker?
Fuck y'all.
Nah,
we got Selena and Janine on, right?
Yeah.
Selena, is Selena back? Selena, Janine?
Oh, wow.
No Janine either?
I'm here.
Oh. Okay, and who else we got?
LaFonda.
LaFonda, okay. Janine and LaFonda.
Wow.
Okay, now, LaFonda, you kind of new. You, we got a thing we like to do. We call it pranks. You got somebody you want to prank?
Do I got somebody I want to prank?
Yeah.
I want to pull one on this dude named Corey.
Uh-huh.
I need to pull one on him because he kind of fucked me over really badly.
Okay, what'd he do to you?
Huh?
What'd he do to you?
He slept with my cousin while me and her were together, and she hooked us up.
You fucked your cousin while y'all was together?
Yep, he was sleeping with her the first time we was together, but she hooked me up with him.
Well, shit, they were trying to get you for a threesome.
No, they wasn't because I don't do threesomes. I don't share. I'm sorry. Once you decide you want to put it up in me, you're not going to share with nobody else.
What?
Yeah, I believe in that sharing to the fullest. I'm greedy as hell, and I don't believe in sharing. If anything's going to go in my mouth, you're not going to share it with a whole bunch of people.
Okay, well, what did you say to your cousin? I mean, are your cousin still cool?
No.
Did you whoop her ass?
Nope. I just stopped fucking with her. I told her she was trifling and left it at that.
Oh. No punches, no pushing or nothing, huh?
Nope. I didn't get mad. Everything that I left at his house, I left at his house. Clothes and all. I would left some pot, brand new pot of heels over there and left the motherfuckers right there. Like, you can keep everything that I left over there.
Well, your cousin wearing that shit now.
Yeah, she sure is. She wearing my brand new pot of heels.
What the fuck about that shit? You left it, so it's free game. He can't wear it.
Hey, you never know.
Ah, come on now. Okay, well, what kind of prank you want to play on this dude? We're going to need some information about him.
Personal. Really matter.
It has to be believable. So it's got to be something good. And something personal that he's going to believe.
Something personal about me?
No, about him.
Well, he just went to jail for some stupid shit. Like, he got pulled. His boy got pulled over in Hammond. And they got into it with some dudes out at a club, like a little bar or something like that. And what did he do? Oh, yeah, they got into it, and the dudes walked up to him and pulled out a gun. So he shot at him, and the police took his little ass to jail. Nobody else but him.
Okay.
And everybody said he... Huh?
Hey, you think we can work with that, man?
Yeah, I mean we could do something, man. We probably just need a little bit more information.
His name.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. You gather all the information you can up about him before Sunday, and once you call and do your poetry string, we'll take it from there.
Okay.
Right. Okay. What jail?
Hello?
What? What is it, Selena? Damn, you done hung up and ignored us.
What the fuck? That is so fucked up. I didn't mean to. It keeps going out of that, my fault. I was asking y'all, can y'all hear me?
Get a charger. Get a charger.
It's always charged. It's just an old phone. Shit, I guess. I don't know.
You got the same phone Janine got.
Okay, get off my damn phone, cause I ain't finna buy another one till the screen pop out on this motherfucker.
What kind of phone you got?
A Boost.
I got a Boost too.
My Boost.
That's what I'm talking about.
I had this phone for Boost. Ain't nothing wrong with Boost. I had it for 3 years though, so
get the new one. I will promote it. The new one is great. No problems.
I don't feel like
doing nothing. Hey, wait a minute. Why y'all promoting something? Promote the page, sincity.spruce.com. Selena,
I can't
you ain't
get
been,
on my page.
You ain't
I
been
on
that
in
a long
it.
Time. Well, make a
I
new
can't
one.
Get on. Oh,
make a new one.
I'll make a new one.
What you
got
stop your
stop at me. I think so. All my passwords the same. I don't know what the hell going on.
I'm
going to make another one, though.
Please do, baby. Come on, support your boy. We go way
it.
Back.
You going to put your sexy pick up? Get in the sexy pick contest?
Yep, I'm going to get on that with a dicky suit on.
A what?
a dicky. I said airbrush Sin City on the back.
Oh, well, you going to win then. If you put Sin City on that, you going to win.
I'm gonna get a tattoo with Sin City on it. You think that's cute? You think that's hot?
Hey, you know we got Sin City panties too. Thongs,
really?
All that shit on there. Yeah. Like just go on the site. We just go on the site and go to the Sin City store.
I ain't finna buy no damn panties. It's too hot. It's the summertime.
Well, you can buy them now. and wear them in the wintertime.
I'm going to come back in the wintertime, man. And I want a discount.
Can't you imagine a cat's face on your pussy while you walking around?
Oh, you ain't say all that. Hell.
You can get this picture on your
credit card number.
Oh,
y'all,
yeah.
Y'all silly.
Seriously, you get this picture on your panties.
What is picture? What are you doing on the picture, though?
You have to go on the site and look. Just hit the Sin City store. Everything is on there.
Oh, okay.
Shop till you
ain't
drop.
Out of bitch.
Out of valuable.
What was that?
All right, y'all. We winding down to the last minutes of the show, y'all. So check it out. We're going to do what we do.
That phone's
breaking
up.
I don't know, man. I'm having technical difficulties over here. I had no idea what's going on, so. And can you still hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
All right, well, we're gonna do these last words, man, and we're going to try to see what we can do, what we do next week. Janine, any last words, baby?
Nope, good talking with y'all. Talk to y'all next week.
Damn. Mm-hmm. She said nope. Okay. Oh, man. LaFonda, any last words, baby? LaFonda, you know what?
She gone.
All right. Selena, you got any last words, baby?
No, I guess not. Good show, fellas. As always.
Wick, any last words, man?
Always. SinCity.Screws.com, fellas. Much love to the ladies. Peace.
You welcome, too.
Who?
Huh?
Who?
What
did I do?
That? No, I said good show. You're supposed to say thanks.
Oh, I said thanks. Maybe I'm breaking up. I'm breaking up bad over here. I don't know what the problem is.
Whatever.
Thank you from San City. Thank you from San City. We appreciate that.
Thank you, Father Time. Thank you.
Well, no, that's who you're fucking anyway, so it don't matter.
No ass off.
Hey, dog, any last words, man?
SinCity.Screws, y'all. Y'all got to get on those blogs, man. We got blogs, movies, the stove. Put up your sexy pig, $100 to the winner. Straight up.
Alrighty.
Hey, dog. Hey, dog, check this out, man. Can you hear me, man? Am I still burning up bad?
Just
yep.
In and out a little bit, but go ahead. Go for it.
All right, man, check this out. You know, you get some of my motherfucking nerves, you and Wick, right?
Your point is?
All right, but I love y'all to death, man. And I found this song, man, and I'm going to play it for y'all, and I dedicate this to y'all, man, and I'm out. All right, y'all, next week.
Peace.
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 If I can ever get to it.
Yo, if y'all don't mind, I'd like to share a little something I wrote about the closest nigga to me, you heard me? My motherfucking brother, you know? And he ain't gotta be your blood brother, nigga, it could just be your dog brother. We tend to say things that we don't really mean. Like, I hate you and I hope you die tomorrow of some deadly disease. I left him in the world, nigga. I was speaking out of anger at time. I treated you as if you were a stranger. We both shared poverty, eating commodity. You never lied to me, you knocked me for nothing I tried to be. You was in the house sharpening your art skills. And I was in the backyard doing cartwheels. Running with the niggas mama told me, leave alone, come home. Stealing bikes, even though I knew my rights from wrong. I used to envy you cause you was intelligent. And I hate you was a strange way of telling it, but that was irrelevant. You was in the good schools, I went to the gutter with the thugs. When the niggas shot dice and all the teachers did drugs. You my nigga, till I'm dead and gone. And I love you like you was a part of me, and that's why I'm saying this song. You're
my nigga, my nerve, my one love. The one who wouldn't change, I'm the nigga cause we share the same blood. brothers, my nigga, my nerve, my one love. The one who wouldn't change on a nigga.
Don't change on a nigga.
That's my nigga, my nerve, my one love. The one who wouldn't change on a nigga. Cause we share the same blood. Even though I never told you at times I try. So I praise you while you alive. Now even though we look at life differently, you probably had a better view. But when it came to hoes, I was way ahead of you. I went to school with them, used to fool with them. In class, in the hallways, trying to get some ass with my hall pass. You did homework and I did bitches. You was plotting on how to pass, I was plotting on some bitches. It showed in the report card. You paid attention to the teacher. I was looking at the sport cards in the magazines with my headphones. Knew when I was dead wrong. Cutting class, going everywhere but home. When you got a job, mama then was proud. I was jealous. You worked late nights. I ran the streets with the fellas and the rest to be grown. You was still more mature, cause you handled your own. Plus my heart was filled. But you my nigga till I'm dead and gone. And I love you like you was a part of me. And that's why I'm singing this song.
That's my nigga, my nerve, my one love. The one who wouldn't change on a nigga, cause we share the same blood. That's my nigga, my nerve, my one love. The one who wouldn't change on a nigga.
Don't change on a nigga.
That's my nigga, my nerve, my one love. The one who wouldn't change on a nigga, cause we share the same blood. Even though I never told you at times I tried. So I praise you while you alive.
Let me hear.